Dear friends, I am Mary, mother of Yeshua. I am here to reach out to you and bring you the female aspect of the Christ energy. It is needed right now for most of you. You are going through a deep process of transformation in this day and age. There's a large group of light workers on Earth right now, and they have partly awakened, partly remembered who they are. In fact, one could say that there are three groups of light workers, or three stages in which they may find themselves in this transformation process. The first group of light workers has not awakened yet. They do not realize yet who they are, and they feel very lost and lonely because of that. They feel different, yes. They feel like they're not fitting in with human society. They feel alone and alienated from mainstream society. These people are suffering. They think they are failing. Often they are highly sensitive. They are dreamers, like all of you, dreaming of another world, even remembering it from the depth of their soul. But they feel unable to link it, to connect it to everyday reality. So they withdraw and live in their inner world, but because their light does not radiate outward, they feel unhappy and even suffocating. Then there's another group of light workers who are starting to remember who they are. Slowly, they remember their true strength, the fact that they are really angels who have incarnated into a human body to bring their light on Earth. This light is so much needed right now. As soon as you realize that you are a spirit, a soul, eternal and not bound to the material realm, as soon as you realize this, you gain in strength. You may still feel different. You may still feel to be an outsider, but now you know you're not the only one, and you can be proud of yourself because you are connected to another world, a world of beauty, a world of harmony. It is the world that you truly come from, your home. And that is what we wish to remind you of today, the energy of home. The ones I am speaking to in this channeling, the people who will hear this channeling, are part of this second group of light workers who already have awakened, who already have connected to their true self, their soul, who know they are here for a reason and who want to make a difference on earth. We bless you for this longing, this intention. And we know how difficult it is to be true to yourself in these difficult times on earth. But there's yet another group of light workers, this third group, and these are the ones who have been awakened for a longer time. They have been working on themselves for years and years. They have gone through many different stages along the transformation process, which changes you, makes you more aware of yourself, and makes you let go of the old, your old identity. Many of you hearing this message from me are part of this third group of light workers. You feel very old inside. You have been through a lot in this life and in many previous lifetimes. In this life, you have processed a lot already, have faced a lot of fear and old emotions inside. You have had spiritual experiences along your path, and many of you have already started your life's work, being a teacher, or a healer, or a therapist, in whatever way you do it. But many of you have already started to, in your everyday life, practice the light work that you intended to do as a soul. And to you I speak today. You who are in the third group, and also you who are in the second group. I mean to explain to you why things can seem so difficult at this moment of time. You see, spiritual growth, spiritual evolution does not proceed along a linear way. It's not like there's a stairs and you climb it step by step. It's more like a cycle. For instance, if you take the cycle of day and night, during the night you submerge into your unconsciousness. There's darkness around you, but it enables you to go deep within and to discover feelings and emotions inside that do not easily show in daylight. The element of the day, the waking hours, has to do with participating in earth reality, whereas the night draws you within and helps you face unconscious energies which are still working inside of you. So, it is in the change of day into night and night into day that you grow. Growth occurs through cycles, and it's the same with spiritual growth. You have all experienced what it's like to go within, to address old emotions, to address fear, and to let go of it. To feel the release, to feel the joy of having released old pain and having gone beyond it. You are advanced. You have progressed far. But even then, always after daytime, nighttime comes and new layers of unconsciousness want to be dealt with, come near to you to be addressed and understood. And this is such a time. In your world, there are many energy currents. You have your own life, your individual current, but there are also currents that the Earth is involved in as a planet, and that human society as a whole is involved in. And the energy current that is now present on Earth makes it likely that you feel submerged into layers of yourself which seem very difficult. It may seem that you have to address another layer of fear or darkness inside, which you did not expect to be there anymore. You may feel that you had processed enough, that you were ready to move on. And then yet another layer of darkness, which means unconsciousness, comes to the fore to be addressed by you. I want to tell you today not to despair about that, to have courage, because you are now entering a field of consciousness in which you can no longer control your growth. The area of growth and consciousness expansion that you are now going into has to do with surrendering and letting go. It does not have to do anymore with following a certain diet or doing certain exercises of meditation. You cannot control this huge wave of energy that is now going through your being. Your soul wants to lift you up. Your soul wants you to align with its flow of energy, and almost always it is the case that the human being with their mind cannot understand where the flow of the soul is heading towards. So it may seem completely not understandable what your soul is up to in your life right now. You may seem to have lost touch with your passion, your inner power, your sense of where you're heading, your sense of the meaning of life. And in a sense, it's true. It's always the case that before a new path unfolds, chaos occurs. Everything seems to fall apart. You thought you had let go already of so much, and now you have to let go of even more. Please trust. Remain in a space of trust and surrender, because that way it's easier for you to go through this process. You are the teachers. You bring in the new energy on Earth right now. Even if you feel you are in the dark, even if you feel down, depressed, and you don't have a clue where you're going, you are doing the light work that you came for. Light work often means that you travel into the night, into the darkest corners of your soul, not knowing what will happen. You cannot have a clear purpose or agenda that will help you steer your course through the darkness within. It's much more the case that you are thrown inside of it. And that all you can really do is experience it, having trust that you will go through it and that it will have meaning. As soon as you come out of it, you will understand it, understand what it meant to go through these dark feelings. They want to reunite with you. It's part of your energy that remained stuck, that could not move for a long time. Please understand that as a soul, you have had many, many lifetimes on Earth as well as in other places in the universe. Now, the deepest parts of your soul, some of which are stuck in very different lifetimes, come to you in the present era for release and liberation. And often you cannot understand where it all comes from and what it's all about. But in the end, it's always about the same things. It is about fear, wanting to be addressed. The fearful part of you wants to be recognized, wants to be looked into the eye, wants to be welcomed. It is a part of you. It is part of the duality game you are playing in this part of the universe. If you just let it be, if you do not fear your own fear, you will see that it is harmless. And that may seem very strange, but the fear is harmless. It is innocent like a child. Fear is simply a response to the unknown. If a child faces something it doesn't know yet, it often reacts with fear. It has to get used to the new. It has to explore it, feel comfortable with it, learn to trust it. And so fear is innocent. It's logical to not feel at home directly with something new. So there's nothing wrong with fear, really. But if you place judgment on it, if you feel uncomfortable with fear, then it becomes this large, dark thing, a demon, which always seems to terrorize you and paralyze you when you don't want it. Don't make fear your enemy, because then it becomes dark. Fear in itself is not dark. It's simply an energy of not being used to something new. You are wise. In your deepest self, in your core, where you are spirit, where you are shining light, eternal and lovely. Reach out from that part of you to the fear that is inside you. You are much stronger than this fear. You can reach out to it like you would with a child and tell it that it's safe, that you do not fear it, that you do not fear the fear inside. Do not try to get rid of it, because then the fear gets more fearful, because it gets a negative judgment about itself. I'm no good, the fear says. You see, then it will even become larger. So, please understand that fear is a necessary element in a universe where you want to explore new things. Fear marks the frontier. This is where something new occurs for me, something I do not yet understand or have not yet experienced. If you could look at fear in that way, it could almost be a joyful thing, because the fear promises you a new land to discover, a new place for your light to shine on. So trust fear, let it be your guide. If you feel it inside, if there's a situation that gives rise to fear inside of you, just notice it. Shine the light of your consciousness on your fear. You know, fear will always be there. It is part of the creation of the universe. Even if you are highly evolved, there's still an element of the unknown that wants to be explored. Imagine that this would not be so. Then the universe would become static, always the same. It's like you would live in a beautiful, lovely country, but you would never be able to explore new land, to go outside of its boundaries. And you know yourselves, you must know by now, that you love to explore the new. You are such an adventurous spirit. So please don't condemn your fear. It's part of the adventurous, exploring part of you. Fear shows you where there's new land to discover. And once you travel those new lands, holding the hand of fear, you will discover something exquisitely beautiful, something your soul will truly enjoy. And you know the secret is, you can never know beforehand what you will discover. Otherwise it wouldn't be new to you. So the delightful experience of venturing into the new, having new and even deeper experiences, experiences of love and beauty and excitement, all of this can only occur if you accept the reality of fear, which is nothing else than the reality of the unknown, that which lies beyond the horizon of your current knowledge and experience. Welcome the fear inside. Even if it comes from very ancient parts of you, other lifetimes which are far behind in time, even then they hold something new, something you did not yet discover. Perhaps a hidden layer within an experience which would throw a completely different light on it if you would allow yourself to be comfortable with fear. Then you could go within an experience that seems awful on the outside, but if you go through it with trust and no judgment, then this experience might become an enlightening one, even a joyful one. This is how flexible the universe is, how flexible experience is. So, if you are experiencing fear in this time, know that right on the other side of it is so much potential for experiencing love and beauty, excitement. It's not far away. You see, spiritual growth is not linear. It doesn't occur step by step, like releasing a little bit of fear in every step. No, it's more like that at some point you are confronted with fear inside of you, and it becomes bigger and larger, so much so that your life turns into a crisis and you feel unable to deal with normal everyday life anymore. But then you become so much absorbed by fear that you have to deal with it, you have to face it. It will flow through you. You are losing control. And that may seem to be an awful thing happening. But it is not so. The fear wants to break open the gates that have closed you down, that have imprisoned you. Fear wants to flow through you, and if you flow with it, it will bring you to another reality, much more liberating than the one you're living in right now. So if you feel that your fear is uncontrollable, if you can make no sense of it, congratulations. This is where you want to be. You're right on the threshold of the new. You are very close to a breakthrough. Now let it be. Let the fear be. Don't struggle. Don't start to think, what have I done wrong? Has everything I've done in my spiritual path been in vain? Why do I feel completely lost? Was I mistaken? This is all chattering of the mind. On the contrary, your soul now wants to address an even deeper layer inside. Your soul wants you to release even more, but you cannot control it. The more you come near to your soul, the less you can have control over life. And you know what? This is so liberating. Once you find out that letting go brings in the new, brings in something beautiful and refined, something exquisite, a high vibration, which is you, a higher version of you wanting to incarnate on present day Earth. So I'm asking you to have respect for your own inner process, even if it seems so dark, and even if all logic to it seems to have vanished. Please keep open the possibility that you are not able to understand it from your present state of mind, that you need not understand it. Open up to the larger reality of your soul. Be the explorer of consciousness that you truly are and that you want to be. We bless you for embracing the adventure of being on Earth in this time. You are courageous. You are full of courage and love of life, even if you feel depressed and lonely. We can see your love for life. Otherwise, you would not be here right now. We are near to you. I represent the mother energy of Christ consciousness. Feel yourself enveloped by it. Perhaps you see it as a soft, shining pink, a playful yet very tender energy, gentle, soft. Allow it into your energy space. It can bring you healing. And by healing, I do not mean taking away your fear, I mean accepting it as the doorway to another reality, a more loving and light reality. Be yourself. Simply be yourself. Do not try to change yourself. You are already perfect. You are lovely. We see you and recognize your struggle. And we have much respect and honor for you. Please allow my energy in. I do not want to change anything inside of you. I just want you to look at yourself in a different way. Even in your struggle, you are an angel. You are beautiful. And remember, after every night, a new day will come. The sun will shine again. It is inevitable. It's a part of life. As much as you cannot prevent the night from coming, you cannot prevent the day from coming. So, allow yourself to go through that motion. And you will find yourself in a new energy. And by undertaking this journey within, you're helping so many people on earth to find their inner road to freedom. You are paving the way for them. You're paving the way for other light workers who are in the beginning stages of their awakening. And they will help other people who are becoming more sensitive, wanting to open up to the reality of their soul. We thank you for your work, your light work on earth right now. And you are never alone. We are joining you from the other side. Please accept our love. It is our greatest joy to remember you of who you are. Thank you.